بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is Taqwa, Thursday the 2nd of Ramadan, 1394, 19 September, 1974. One of the marks of Taqwa is to spend in the good times and the bad, and suppress their anger, كَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْضِ. They do not forget, they restrain their anger and displeasure. It is only when a person holds their anger in check that they can, with reason and understanding, do what is correct. And excuse people. وَلَعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. They forgive others for their faults and their mistakes. They overlook people's misdeeds. Of course, this is where people perform these by accident rather than by intent. The same is true of God. He overlooks mistakes. When someone does something evil by intent, this should not be overlooked. However, we should forgive the mistakes that all people make and excuse their flaws. And excuse people, and God loves the virtuous. What are the other marks of taqwa? And those who, when they commit an indecent act or wrong themselves, immediately remember Allah and plead for forgiveness for their sins. The Quran, Surah 3, verse 135. They do not remain beneath the veil of heedlessness for long.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today. And that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
There is a very strange verse in the Quran about the people of taqwa and the act of remembering God, tadhakkur. It reads, when those who are God-weary are touched by a group from shaitan, they remember Allah and behold, they perceive. The Quran, Surah 7, verse 201. Here the Arabic word shaitan is used in its broadest possible sense, meaning a group of devils or people with devil-like qualities. When one who has taqwa is afflicted by such a group and they surround him to try and lead him astray, separate him from the right path and make him forget Allah, they remember Allah immediately. And the remembrance of Allah is an escape from the clutches of shaitan. The remembrance of Allah is a rope we hold in our hands, which can save us from the traps laid for us by our ever-watchful foes. Therefore, the remembrance of Allah is something truly precious to which we should hold fast. They remember God. Just as they do something wrong or wrong themselves, they remember God and plead for forgiveness for their sins. In other words, they hasten to find a way to efface the sin and to heal the wound it has created in their soul.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.